This week's Dry Bean Scene is made possible by the North Harvest Bean Growers Association, Johnstown Bean Company, SRS Commodities, and BASF. Farmers have until the end of this month to sign up for the WIP Plus program from USDA. This program specifically applies to crop losses because of excessive moisture or drought incurred during 2018 and 2019. Minnesota Farm Service Agency Executive Director Joe Martin encourages producers to reach out to their county office.
For rule of thumb is if you collected a crop insurance indemnity in either one of those years, and even if you didn't collect an indemnity because of the certain coverage level that you were, if you were carrying a lower coverage level, it may not triggered, you still might be eligible. For those losses in 2019, we still are only paying 50%. The reason that there's a deadline is because we need to get all the applications in to see what the amount of eligible losses out there.
Another program farmers are currently signing up for is the second round of the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program. In the first month of the program, USDA has approved more than 443,000 applications, totaling over $7 billion. Minnesota is one of the top five states for payments.
There was lots of additional eligible commodities added to CFAP 2, and I think for those in particular importance to our neck of the woods is broilers, turkeys, eggs, all classes of wheat, alfalfa, sugar beet. We've done a tremendous amount of work on this program already in the state. I think we're sitting at over 15,000 applications approved and dispersed over $400 million.
And that's been the latest Dry Bean Scene here on the Red River Farm Network.